Well, yes, actually, I do have a project I've done in the past. Well, actually, I've been working on a project using Nest.js and Electron.js. Well, it was supposed to be a desktop application, and since I want the application to be offline, so I have used SQLite database and implemented the user data path for the user. Yes, and well, the challenge I was facing was that I was using React.js and Nest.js and Electron for the desktop. I was able to start the window using Electron. So in the development, everything was working fine. I could display the front end file, and I could also display the I mean, and I could also be able to start the backend within the main windows of Electron.js. But the problem was that when I was trying to package the application, building it and generating a this file, and also modifying the package of JSON on the root file to package application for Linux, for Windows, and for Mac, I mean for Mac operating system. For some reason, I was able to package the application, but the backend was not working properly. Well, so it was I have implemented all them. I mean the Nest.js application within the. I mean I have added the front end directory within the Nest root directory, so I had to make sure to start both front end and back at the same time. But for some reason it was not working, so I had to make sure that in the packet of the JSON file, to start the backend using concurrently and wait on, so that both ports works properly. But till now, I'm still facing issue of packaging the app. So I'm trying to read the Electron.js documentation to see how to, I mean, to see how to solve that issue, because my understanding is that. Is that instead of implementing a backend with Next.js, I should give a front end an access to the database instead of bu building the whole endpoint. But I'm trying to work on the question to try to understand how would I make Next.js communicate effectively with Electron. Yeah, that's basically the challenge I'm currently facing.